Who is it?
This is Walter Ruther.
Oh, Walter, glad to hear you. I didn't know you sound like you're right here in the next room. Or did I didn't wake you up, did it?
No, no, I've been up for some time.
Walter, I don't think that we better... We got some problems here, and I don't think we better try this thing out there tonight. I wondered if we could... I know that it's going to upset your plans, and I know it's going to disappoint your people, and it disappoints me more than it does them. But I have carefully evaluated it with all of our people, and I just know that we got things going on here that we oughtn't to be out there. Now, I could take off and go in my office and make them a talk address and say what I think you would like for me to say to you and them. Then I could invite y'all or your board, whoever you wanted, to come to the White House some convenient time to you. I could ask Bill Wirtz to fly out there if it would be helpful. But I think with our problems going on here, and I was into them late last night and again tonight, that and the whole weekend, I just don't think it's the best thing to do at this moment. Now, I want to do anything I can short of that.
Sure. Well, we'll have to accept your evaluation because you know best. We'll be very disappointed, our people will be. And I think under the circumstances, Mr. President, Hubert indicated that he would be glad to come out if you couldn't make it because we were always, you know, somewhat concerned about your situation. And what I'd like to suggest is that we present the plaque to Hubert on your behalf, but then we have a little ceremony in the White House with our top leadership a little later at your convenience where we can have some photographs made to run for our publication.
That would be fine, Walter, except Hubert ought to be here, too. He's got the same problem I have.
Oh, he has?
Yeah,
oh.
And that's why I suggested Wirtz. I talked to him in New England this morning. He told me about his conversation with you, I guess, yesterday morning.
That's right.
And the reason we waited until this morning was just to see if there's any way in the world that that we could adjust it to either one of us. And I just believe that you would feel... If you had all the facts, that it was inadvisable.
Yeah.
Now, I will come meet some other time, or I'll have them in here. I'll talk to them on the telephone, or I'll have both of us talk to them on the telephone. I'll have Wirtz fly out there. I'll do anything that we can do short of this thing, and it will be we'll do and say what you think would be helpful.
Well, I think under the circumstances, the best thing to do then is to have Willard come out. And then we will work out at your convenience a little presentation in the White House where we can get some photographs made for our people.
That will be good, and I'll have him there, and he'll catch a plane right away, and he'll there until... Till you finished with him, and you tell him when you'd like to have it or when it'd be convenient, and we'll just set it up and give it to high priority, and we'll more than make up for it.
Very good. All right. Our people will be terribly disappointed.
You don't want either one of us to address them by telephone.
Well, it seems to me that's imposing on you too in the middle of this kind of a situation.
No, I could take 5 minutes, you see. It's a whole lot different than 15 hours away from the Capitol and in the on the West Coast and the situation there, what it is.
Well, why don't you plan on then giving us a five-minute statement at 8 o'clock our time? Would that be okay?
That's right. That'd be 11 o'clock here.
That's right. If
all
you
right.
could give us a five-minute statement, you
we'll
know,
do.
Because it is our 30th anniversary.
Okay.
And the slogan over our big platform is 30 years of progress for people helping to build the great society.
That's wonderful. That's
the slogan over our big platform.
That's wonderful.
If you could talk about, you know, that here's a union that is not a pressure group. You know, we believe that we can make progress only as the whole of society makes progress. You know, our union is a union that's fought for price decreases, and we've always said we want to make progress with the people, not out of the expense of their pocketbooks. And I think this would be good for the whole labor movement if they could get this kind of sense of social responsibility.
That'd be wonderful. I'll do that.
The theme of what we've been talking about.
I'll do that, and then I'll
then if Willard could come out then and speak to us after you've made your 5-minute presentation, that would be helpful.
That'd be 8 o'clock your time tonight. Now, where do I tell them, what is the Long Beach Auditorium or something?
It's the big Civic Auditorium in Long Beach, California.
Okay, I'll do that.
And the acoustics there are wonderful.
Okay, I'll get the communications to get in there right away.
I appreciate your difficulty, and I will be in touch with you when I get in there, get back, and we'll work out an appropriate time, and I will also be in touch with George Meany about this thing we talked about the other day.
That's good. Thank you a lot.
Fine. Goodbye.